Sabit Riakwal is a nurse at Balliet County Hospital. He says health workers went on a strike last week demanding their five-month incentives. He says he cannot continue to work because he needs to look for other ways of making money to care for his children.
You have all brothers, all children, other than they are in school. You are the one taking care of them. And you know the situation of South Sudan now. Everything in the market is concerned with money. So my message is to the government, let them do something so that people can work well.
Deng Anai, Balliet County Health Officer, says his office remains open despite the strike.
It's affecting us. Even to get tea in the market is difficult. But we cannot let our people suffer while we are working. Because when you are working as the health personnel, first of all, you commit yourself to who is your people to get treatment. But we hope that money will come.
Juma Kwal is Balliet County Health Director. He says he has received several calls from workers demanding payment. Kwal urges Balliet medical workers to be patient, adding that the national government should intervene and ensure health workers are paid on time.
Since 1st of July, we expect 1st of August to receive the first incentive of July. It haven't happened and it doesn't happen. The health workers whom are under this project, they are still working. I used to think a lot because we are a human being and you know those people, they have a lot of responsibilities. For my people, I can say you have to be patient until these issues will be solved. My message to the government at the higher level there, I encourage them to do supervision to all counties and to know the situation of the health workers there. Because sometimes for you to get supervision from a state level, at the level of the ministry to any county, it used to happen maybe once after 10 years, which is incorrect.
Isaac Kwongo Ogilo, Director General of Upper Nile State's Ministry of Health, says the World Bank and UNICEF have not released funding for health workers in Balliet County. Richard Ruati, the UNICEF communications officer, says funds for Balliet County medical workers will be released next week.
The delay in getting funds to our partner in Balliet, the health link, is not intentional. So what has been happening is just clearance of health link took a little bit longer with our headquarters. So that clearance has not been done. So that means by next week we'll be transferring funds to the partner.
He adds that UNICEF works for accountability when transferring funds to its implementing partners. For VOA News, I am Amir Abraham Kwad, reporting from Balliet, the capital of Upper Nile State's Balliet County.